As promised, Pope Benedict returned to the subject of his recently concluded visit to Turkey during his Wednesday General Audience, a visit he had already described on Sunday as an unforgettable spiritual and pastoral experience. Charles Collins has this report.
The audience was the first of the month of December, and it was held indoors in the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall.
Today, I invite you to join me in thanking God for the success of my recent apostolic visit to Turkey. On my first day, I met civic representatives and reminded them of the great need to rediscover God and the public relevance of faith while ensuring that such faith is properly understood and lived authentically. In expressing my esteem for Islamic civilization, I urged Christians and Muslims to work together for peace, justice, and life. The following day, I visited Ephesus and the sanctuary nearby where, according to an ancient tradition, the Apostle John constructed a house for the Virgin Mary. During Mass, we prayed for peace in the Holy Land and the whole world.
The Holy Father then turned his attention to the primary reason for his trip, his meeting with the Ecumenical Patriarch, Bartholomew I.
The Feast of St. Andrew was dedicated to consolidating fraternal relationships between the Bishop of Rome and the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. In signing a joint declaration, we reaffirmed our commitment to follow the path to full communion between Catholics and Orthodox. My visit was concluded in the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit in Istanbul, where Christians from various traditions gathered in prayer, experienced a renewed Pentecost. Full of gratitude and affection for the people of Turkey, I invite you all to pray that this country may enjoy a peaceful future as a bridge of friendship between the West and the East.
Before the audience began, Pope Benedict met with a group of pilgrims from the Lazio region of Italy.
Saluto innanzitutto i fedeli delle diocesi del Lazio.
In his remarks to the pilgrims, the Holy Father called on those there to take part in the evangelization of society, telling them to announce Christ in their families and every sphere of their lives. After his remarks, he bestowed upon them his apostolic blessing. I'm Charles Collins.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.